Welcome home, neighbors, to episode 92 of the My DVC Points podcast. Today's show is a podcast syndication from our live show, Sunday, May 17th, 2020. Today's show and our new app is brought to you by DVC Resale Market, the world's leader in DVC resales, DVC Rental Store, and Monera Financial. If you're paying more than 9.9% interest on your DVC loan, head on over to Monera Financial and see what they can do for you.
Welcome home, neighbors.
Welcome home, neighbors.
Hello, neighbor.
We're listening from
Arizona,
Florida,
Maryland,
New York,
New Jersey,
Indianapolis,
California,
Utah,
Michigan,
Iowa,
Massachusetts,
Georgia,
Canada.
Our home resort is
Animal Kingdom,
Polynesian,
Great Lake Tahoe,
Old Key West,
Riviera,
Boardwalk,
Alani Resort,
Hilton Head,
Boulder Ridge,
Papa Creek,
Grand Floridian,
Saratoga Springs,
Beach Club,
and Wilderness Lodge.
And you're listening to
Well, welcome home, everybody. We're going to be taking our live show and repurposing it to this week's podcast because we've got some really exciting news. Here at My DVC Points, we are celebrating enormously simply because our app got launched to the App Store, or it got launched to the Android Apple Store, Android and iOS. Yeah, tongue-tied this week. Let me welcome to the show our developer, Ken. Hey, Ken, how you doing today, buddy?
Hey, aloha. How's it, Chad? I'm good.
Oh, I cannot complain, my friend. I cannot complain. I know I am celebrating that we finally got this app done. It's been a year plus coming, and I've got some people here with us to celebrate as well. The app is available on the App Store and Google Play. Welcome back to the show, Rob. How you doing today, Rob?
Chad, I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Oh, doing great. And so, yeah. You're looking right now at the core team of the My DVC Points app because we had Ken developing it. We had me kind of as the business owner, and I can make Ken cringe in one simple word. It'd be cool if. Okay.
I still wake up in the shivers.
Yeah. And then Rob was our project manager throughout the whole deal. We're really excited to have Rob with us. And then I'd also like to bring Samantha onto the show.
Hey, guys.
So, hey, welcome back, Sam. How are you?
Pretty good. How about you guys?
Oh, we're doing great here. And Samantha was one of our key beta testers for this app. So she gave all kinds of feedback for this. But before we jump into the app, let's start off with countdown shares. When is everybody going home?
Well, for me, I've pretty much given up on all trips this year. So right now, my countdown stands at 532. If things change, I might get a chance to head over and check out Aulani later on this year. But yeah, right now I'm just looking at next November.
Oh man, that's like 5:30. Ken, that's painful.
Yeah, you're telling me, Chad.
I'm like, man, Rob, you got some better news for us?
Maybe slightly better news. I'm looking at about 421 days, and I've got my eyes set on Disneyland for a first trip. So slightly edging you out.
It's getting better, but my gosh, that's brutal. That is just absolutely positively brutal. Samantha, you got some better news for us?
So I will bring us into the low 200s. I have 208 days left till my December trip, which, fingers crossed, still happens.
Whew, yeah, 5, 4, 200. My goodness. I'm going to have to bring us all home here, okay? And I'm just going to go ahead and share the app because I've got this up here. And it's got my countdown timer set to 80 days as to when I'm going to Hilton Head, if everything bears true, okay? If everything comes through and the sun, stars, and moon all align, then I'll be going to Hilton Head then. So I can't wait for that. But this is just a sample of the app. We'll get into this later, but I want to figure out when our audience and when everybody else is going home. So let's go come in and check out some of their comments as well. Christine says minus one day. Is that like one day to go, or you checked in yesterday somehow? Mike Hill's got 43 days. And oh, she says we were supposed to arrive yesterday. Aww. Yeah. I should have been there right now. No, next Sunday is when I should have been there. I should be going down this Saturday.
I was going to ask you, Chad. I thought you had a May trip.
Yeah, I did. I had a May trip coming up and that just didn't work out. So nothing was open. They canceled it. The good news is we got the points back. So that's really good. So we'll spend them. We'll burn them sooner or later. But that's why we've got this really cool app to help us figure out what are we going to do with all these points. And so Amy is saying 41 days, 153 for Jennifer. And Bonnie saying October 7th. And oh, poor Vicky is saying, I have emotionally written off all trips this year to not be let down. Oh, that's painful. Well, you can at least celebrate with us that are, you know, still doing our countdown timers. And so Amanda says 63 days till Kidani. And 24. Karen, you've got the greatest risk here. We hope yours comes true. Sounds like it may come in. Bonnie's going to Saratoga Springs for the first time. And Holly's saying 210 days to her countdown. Split stays at Copper Creek and a value one bedroom at Animal Kingdom Lodge. So you're going over to Jumbo House.
Nice.
And then, yes, Jen says 142 for Disney World and 346 to Disneyland. Now that's a DVC member, okay? We got to have multiples in the works, man. I call member services and they're like, which one of these trips are you calling about? And I'm like, yeah, right? That's the life of a DVC member. And then Will was saying that they got canceled in April, maybe February, 246 for Pat. So, and 41 for Deanna, or that's Brianna? I think I got that one right. So anyways, that's when we're going home. And tonight we're talking about the new app. I wanted to go through some of the features with you, introduce you to the team. And we'll eventually end up talking about this really neat feature in here called Stretch and Splurge. On last week's podcast, Christy from DCL Podcast was on. And she came up with a really crazy idea of like how she saves money by not buying bottled water, but then spends it on getting a limo service from the airport to the resort as opposed to taking the Magical Express. And I looked at it and I was like, well, that's a different kind of stretch and splurge. And then I thought, hey, we all do that. And that ties in really good with our app show this week. So we'll be talking later on in the show about how everybody else does their stretches and what's your Disney splurges. And then we'll talk about some of the basic news on Disney Springs reopening, because that is a cutting edge story. I know about you guys, but I'm getting a little tired of talking about COVID and closures and reopening. So we're trying to shift things up tonight and talk about a little bit something else. That being said and done, let's come back in and move over to the app. Kenny, why don't you give us a brief update on where this is available, how people would come in and find it?
Okay. So the app's been it's been live on Apple's App Store for about a month now, and then just recently on the Google Play Store. And you can just search My DVC Points, and it'll be the first thing that comes up. And actually on the Apple Store, we're actually getting pretty high up there when you just search DVC. Yeah, we're definitely on the way up. But yeah, if you just search My DVC Points, you can find it on both Google Play and the Apple's App Store.
That's right. I mean, thank you to everybody who's been doing the 5-star reviews for the app on the App Store.
Yeah.
If you guys could keep that up, that's awesome. If you just type in DVC now, we pop up as the top app. I think that says an awful lot about the quality of our app and then how awesome our community is that we're here serving, is that they're responding well to this app and showing us all kinds of love there. A little bit of backstory on the app. I mean, I was using another app that was out there and I really wanted to see things move to the next level, and kind of got in touch with the developer and they were like, nah, we're not doing that. And I was like, okay. So Kenny and I were at Terry Weaver's The Thing conference, and that's where we met. And we started talking about, he's going, man, I'd like to do some kind of Disney app for my spare time and hobby and things along those lines. I'm like, well, that's interesting, because I've been wanting a vacation club app built that can do some really cool stuff, some really cutting edge stuff, and really just moves things forward to a whole new level and just creates like a tool and a member hub for DVC members. And he says, I'm in. And next thing you know, we start dreaming up this app and we start dreaming and getting some more people on board. And Ken starts showing me some of his magical coding in a beta one day. I think that was it. I think after we saw the first beta, Ken, with the pictures and the images, we were hooked. Okay.
Yeah. You know, it's funny you say that. Cause yeah, I didn't know what Chad was envisioning, and you know, we kind of had somebody just kind of sketch something. And I was like, just had like a long weekend where I actually wasn't working for a change. And I just said, yeah, let me code this up real quick. And like, you can actually see, if you look at all the versions that I pushed to the Apple Store, you see, like, one day I just posted this version, and then it just skyrockets the activity, like all the changes we started making after that. But I think it was May of 2019 when that happened. So yeah, it was pretty exciting.
Wow, so we beat the year deadline of
yeah, we did.
Anyways, I'm gonna go back in and share the app, and let me just add this back to the stream. And Samantha and Rob, key in with some of your guys' fine points and refinement here. And so first off, here on the home screen, it'll show you the last vacation that you calculated. And for me, I just brought it up there because I've got my Hilton Head stay in here. And if you'll notice on this Hilton Head one, it just says welcome home 80 days. There's no fast passes. There's no ADRs. There's no things along those lines. But we'll show you that if I bring up another vacation. If I come over to save vacations, oh, I think this one was Shannon's last time.
Yep.
So if I come back in and I pull up Shannon's vacation here, if I go back to the home screen, then you'll see that she's in her 180-day dining. She's got 10 days for fast passes and 70 days to welcome home. But if I come back into that calculator screen, got some really, really, really neat features here as well. So if the first thing that I really wanted was, as a new DVC member, I had a heck of a hard time learning room occupancy. I have a family of five, and where can we fit with five people? Some studios will take us, some one bedrooms will, some won't. And so it was like really confusing until I got the hang of it. And I wanted a calculator that I could just put in here and say, hey, I've got two adults and three kids and the resort. I'm going to check. Let's go to Alani right now. And right now the enforced occupancy is not set because I see the hotel room. So let me come back in. I'll just pick it and then come back into settings. Let me click this button right here that says enforce occupancy limits. Other things on here is if you're only looking for a Walt Disney room, you can click this top button and it'll only show you Walt Disney rooms. You want to exclude the value rooms because they're next to impossible to book. You can just say, hey, don't show me these value rooms. Don't tease me like that because I can't really get it. Okay. And then the other thing we can do is we can say, hey, let's suggest larger rooms and smaller rooms as well. So coming back in here, if I come back in and I go to select my resort, you'll notice Alani is no longer in the options. And as I scroll down, you won't see Hilton Head or Vero either. So let's say I come back in and go, I want to go to Boardwalk. Okay. Now everything here that's showing is five people and eight people rooms. So if I select this one bedroom and it says no bedding is provided for the fifth person, which is a key thing that we want to know, we can come back in. And for Shannon's dates that were already in here, July 26th to the 29th, it's 90 points. Those were just some really cool features that we put into this. Ken, how difficult was it to code this kind of stuff?
The instructions you gave me and the spreadsheets you gave me were really valuable. They weren't readable for the layperson. So translating that into like the algorithm when it came to like enforcing occupancy and things like that, it wasn't necessarily difficult. It was just trying to think of all the different scenarios to make sure that I accounted for them. So it was the stretch and splurge that was definitely the challenging.
Got it.
This Rob, was kind of fun. I was happy about this. And then when you said stretch and splurge, that's when the hair stood up on the back of my head.
That certainly is. And well, see, here you go. Christine is saying Ken is my hero, right?
Hey, Christine. You
so you're getting some love out of this deal,
get
right?
Get some love, right? And get some fans. Great.
Yeah, but Chad, yes, what Christine. Happens if you want to switch rooms? You can just click on that number four there.
Rob.
And you can pick, you know.
Yeah, hold on, Rob. We'll go back to this one in a sec. But Christine asked this question is, are the point charts changes in there for next year? Yes. 2021 point charts are in there. Right now, if you come down to this cash estimates functionality, okay, where we start estimating the rack rates, the 2021 rack rates aren't out yet. They don't come out till like December 31st. So it's still using 2020's rack rates for 2021 because it's just an estimate. It's an eyeball. But when those come out, Kenny will have a lot of coffee one night and they'll magically appear the next couple of days.
Yep.
So anyways, Rob, let's go back into your feature that you, you know, had put into this app. Go ahead and tell us.
I think the terms were, or snuck in. After going back and forth a couple times on it. If you wanted to, what I was finding is as I was going through and I wanted to change the room and say, you know what, I looked at a studio, but let me see what a one bedroom is going to do. I would have to go back through and select the resort again and then scroll back through the bedroom. So I asked very politely to give an option to just be able to change the room. So like Chad just demonstrated, if you click where the number 4 is, in that bar there where it gives you the room name, it just brings up the room selector again, and then you can go through and pick any of the rooms that are available to you. And just keep in mind, in this situation, like Chad said, he's enforcing the occupancy limit, so you're only going to see the rooms that sleep 5. But if you didn't have that on, you'd be able to see all of the rooms available at that resort.
Yeah, so just for fun then, let's go over to Copper Creek. Okay. So if I were to select Copper Creek and then go to pick a room here, because if you've got 5 people, your only choices there are a 2-bedroom, a 3-bedroom, or a cabin. Mm-hmm. And so that's all that it's showing because we won't fit. Okay. And that's what we think is pretty dang cool, is to come back in and just go, hey, you can tell the tool to force this or you can tell it not to. Now let's say we come back into this and we say, okay, I'm going to move to this 2-bedroom at Copper Creek. It's 144 points, and we're looking at this and we're going, hey, for those 3 nights, the rack rate, $3,183, tax, parking, about a $3,800 stay, all things said and done. And those are just kind of estimates. We use the best that we could find from Disney, but just keep in mind, everything there is an estimate as to what it would cost if you were to do this through Disney. And then we also have this really cool thing for rental estimates, saying if you wanted to rent the points to do this, it would cost you $2,700. So you'd be saving roughly $1,000. And then if I wanted to rent out these 144 points, DVC Rental Store would be paying me $2,088 for these points. And Kenny's got some really cool math in there as well. He's also saying that that's the standard rate. If we did this, you know, at the 11-month window, because I'm a Copper Creek owner, I would get paid more. But we're in the 7-month window now, so the standard rate applies. Samantha, what's some of your favorite features on the phone, or what's something that you feel like you contributed to a lot?
So I played around with this app a lot in planning all of my trips for 2020 and going forward. I will not bore you all with the spreadsheet that I've worked out, but I'm so point conscious. I want to get as most out of my 175 points as I possibly can. So I was using the stretch and splurge tool to see, you know, I want a studio, but if I go to a studio at Riviera versus Saratoga, what's it going to cost me? Do I have the budget for that?
And so give me some dates here, Samantha.
The one date I have is January 21st to the 24th of 2021.
So up to 2021, right? So January, and you said the 21st?
Yep.
24th, right?
Yes.
And then you were looking at where?
So I'm looking at a studio at Riviera.
Okay. So if we come down to Riviera then, and where are you looking?
Standard.
So we want this standard room. Good luck with that. And how many people are going?
A girl can dream. Just 2 of us.
Okay. So now that I've dropped this back down to 2, if I click, let me hit cancel. Let me look for the Riviera. You see the Tower Studio pops up on the list where it wasn't there last time?
You know. Yeah, I'm okay not staying in a Tower Studio.
Okay. So, and when we look at this, it comes back in. It says, hey, your 11-month window is February 21st. Your 7-month window here is June 21st. So that's coming up. 180 days, July 25th. 60 days, November 22nd.
So the planning dates is also kind of a key feature for me, because before this, I was literally typing into Google 11 months before, blah, 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 7 months before, and then the date. So now that I could just plug it in and it's all right there, it's so much less that I have to do when I'm trying to figure out booking dates.
Awesome. But now you wanted to stretch and splurge, right?
Yes.
So this is the really cool feature. So this button down here at the bottom, and you guys can't see where I'm pushing just off of this screen share. But if I click this button right down here, start to see the calculator comes back in and it applies your filters. but it just starts listing out all of the resorts that are possible. And now if we click this points button, it starts off for what's the highest value point that you could get. And it's saying, hey, the 3-bedroom at Grand Flow would be the most points. And it shows you what it is and the difference. But if we hit the other button, it'd come back over and show us, okay, look, we could go to Animal Kingdom Jumbo and save 22 points if you could get into a value, the standard at Boardwalk. And then it just starts walking you up the food chain. Tower Studio, Saratoga Springs, Beach Club, Boardwalk, Boulder Ridge. And then we're right here at this par, which is zero. And what we added was we added the splurge to this as well, which is kind of a new feature that I've seen out there. It's because it's like, okay, we can point stretch, but there's times when I want to point stretch so that I can splurge later. And so, Samantha, what are you looking at here?
So I think my best shot right now for January is either going to be Saratoga or I'm going to try to get a standard at Poly.
Okay. So if you're going to Saratoga, you're looking at this, the standard or the preferred?
Standard.
But so that would be here. So either 42 points or you're coming all the way up here to 57 for that. So it's only 5 more points than Riviera. Okay.
Yeah. So it makes it a lot easier for me as opposed to like going on the DVC site, plugging it in, looking at their charts. Like it's all right here. So I don't have to do a ton of math to figure it out.
And then,
especially lately, since the DVC site's been down for so many people.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that people have been able to use the tool as opposed to trying to get on the website.
Yeah, that's true. And then here's the other really cool feature as well, because Ken and I had talked about the level of coding and effort that went into this was pretty substantial. And we were talking about making this a pay to unlock feature. And then I got a hold of the great people over at DVC Rental Store and DVC Resale Market who sponsor my podcast. And we said, hey, look, would you guys be willing to sponsor the app for, you know, 6 months or a year and let us just unlock all the features? We'll give it away for free to try to get some growth on this. And they said, sure. So they actually paid to have all of this stuff unlocked as a community gift. And I think that's just like amazingly cool. It came about because The Rise of Skywalker was coming out. And I was talking with those guys and they were going, oh, I can't meet then. We're renting out the whole theater to give all of our DVC customers, you know, opening day tickets to this movie. And I was like, well, that's a really cool gift to the community. I mean, I don't live in Indiana where you guys are from, but I go, seeing that you guys are into cool gifts to the community, why don't you make this app a cool gift and completely unlock it? And they did. And it's just kind of a really cool gift. And I can't say enough great things about DVC Rental Store and DVC Resale Market. Ken, how did you code in the ad there for them?
So the sponsorships are in a couple of different places. We didn't want the sponsorships to feel like ads, you know, where it's just everywhere. So it's mainly on the homepage. And that's just a kind of a random scroll. After you make so many calculations, though, it does invite you to go take a look at the sponsorship page, which you can actually get to from here if you just go to your hamburger menu and sponsors. Or about the sponsors. Yep. And then that's just a little bit of information about them. And those, you know, you click on that, it takes you directly to each of their websites. We wanted you to know that it was from them without necessarily being hounded. It's not every time you calculate. It's not, you know, on every page of the app. But we definitely wanted to make sure that you knew who helped provide these awesome features.
Yeah, it was a really cool, we talked about it a lot because we didn't want it to be obnoxious and obtrusive. But at the same point in time, we wanted to just get their message out there of, hey, look, these guys all do really great things in the DVC community. If you're looking to buy, sell, rent, or finance a contract. And then the other thing here is, here's your ad as well, Ken, for your coding business. Okay. So if anybody's looking for an app coder, contact Ken, because I think this app is a phenomenal resume. And he's just available over there at Code Blue Data Solutions. And so that's kind of the story of this app. Let's take a look at something else that I wanted to talk about as well. I think this is a really cool feature. So let's say we're coming back in and we'll go check in on January 1st, 2020. Quite a few swipes here. Because this was another requirement that I gave Ken. Just because I'm a DVC nerd and like water cooler time, okay? I want to know, what would it take to stay in DVC for an entire year?
Oh, and boy.
And so here at the Riviera Standard Room, it's 7,245 points. Oh, and you could do that for a cool $250,000. Okay.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll take two. Thank you. Right. But now here's the really cool feature. And this shows you just how well, you know, he coded this app. I'm going to hit stretch and splurge here. Now my phone's about ready to smoke. Okay. Cause it is out there going and it is calculating right now every single DVC stay possible. Okay. Like every room in Walt Disney World.
Yeah. That was quick. Comes back
really quick. I'm glad to see that.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm holding the phone here. So you see me looking down. I'm like, it's not even hot yet. So I just want to come back in and see what is the most expensive thing out there point wise. So if you were to stay a year on property at the bungalows, okay, this is telling me you would need 53,903 points.
Do they even allow that many points to one person?
I'm sure somebody would sell this to you, right? So, yeah. Yeah. And so let's just come back in. And just for fun, you touch that, it'll load that for you, okay? And now if we hit cash estimates here.
Wow.
For a whopping $1.3 million and $12,000 in parking fees. Okay. You too could camp out at the bungalows for a year. Okay.
You'd probably buy one for that much.
Yeah. But hey, if you want to save some money, okay.
You could
the good people over at the DVC rental store could hook you up with this for a cool $1 million even. I'm sure we could talk them into rounding down. Okay.
Bulk rates are available. I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And so let's come back in to pick up some of these comments here as well. Holly was saying, I think the app is fantastic. I appreciate all the features. This was definitely needed for the DVC realm. We thought there's some really good ones out there. I don't want to take anything away from the things that are out there, but we just saw some opportunities to kick things up a notch. And that's what we ended up doing here, just visually, graphically, features-wise. We're not done yet, okay? We'll pivot on to some of the ideas that we have, and we'll also come back in later and ask you guys what ideas would you like to see in an app, okay? Because we want this thing to be a complete member toolkit and resource. And so we're completely not done with it yet. And then Dan was saying this is much needed. As a relatively new DVC owner, we're looking for a good app, and there wasn't anything out there till now. So I think there were some good ones, but I think we really kind of raised the bar there. I don't want to take anything away from anybody who's made a contribution to the community. And Amanda says, I'm checking out that stretch and splurge feature. Kind of amazing to see it all in one place and not have to look at the point calendars or just trying to book it and see what it will cost. That's what the whole point of this is. And keep in mind, everything you do on here is not real time. If you save something to your calendar here, it doesn't change your membership. This is just an offline calculator.
And just can we remind people of the reason why we decided that, Chad?
Well, A, there's like a hacking your system and privacy and that kind of a deal, right? So right. We weren't comfortable asking for user IDs or passwords or any of that kind of stuff. And we're going to tippy toe into collecting a little bit of data. Okay. But we're really sensitive. So right now this app collects no data. Okay. And it sends nothing off of your phone. If you lose the phone and have to put the app back on it, it might save it in a backup. I didn't test that part, but other than that, it does not send anything.
It saves it to like your iCloud, but yeah, like there's no backup to CodeBlue servers or my DVC point servers or anything like that. We're not collecting any data. Like Chad said, like we didn't feel comfortable asking people for their passwords, especially since that's definitely something that Disney could kind of use to, you know, they could basically block us at any point if they decided that they didn't appreciate that, you know. So we decided why offend them so soon out of the gate, you know.
Yeah. And Liz asked this question. She loves the app. Is it available on Android yet? And yes, it certainly is. It's available on Apple and Android. We're really happy to have that thing happen and get out there.
Chad, I think you should show you briefly glossed over the ability to save your trips and all the information to the calendars. I think that you should show that feature. That's one that I'm particularly proud of.
Got it. So let's do that. Okay. Let's come back into this and we'll hit calculator here. And Rob, your family is, it'd be you and your two, you, Katie, and your two kids, right?
Yep.
And I know you're looking at going to Grand Cal next year. So two adults, two kids, and I'll hit the date time. And I know we're looking at July of 2021.
Yep, the 12th.
16th. And 12th through the 16th. And nobody really likes that date picker that's on our team, but we kind of had to use an off-the-shelf one for this version. And just know that we're with you if you have some issues with the date picker. It's on our agenda. And so, you know what, Rob? I'm not seeing it right now because I have that set to those filters. Come back over to home and then go to settings and turn off WDW only. And now when I come back in here, I should see Grand Californian. Okay. You're looking at a studio, right?
Yep. You got it.
Okay. So 104 points, four nights. Oh, and the other thing is Grand Cal does not publish rack rates. Okay. And we have a note here to put parking fees in there if you were staying on cash. That's the only thing that's there, but they don't publish that. Rental estimates, $2,184, $1,508 would be the rental income. And we are in the premium window. So this looks about right, Rob?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So when I hit save vacation, it comes back in and it says, would you like to write the important dates to your calendar? And then Kenny puts this little reminder in here saying, hey, a confirmed Disney reservation is still required. And I'm going to hit yes. Okay. So if we look at like the 11 month date, that would be August 20th, 2020. I come back over and I go to my calendar. I go, what was that? August
12th.
12th.
I think it was.
Okay. And I got to look in to find out what happened there. Scouts meeting. That's not it. Maybe I don't have that calendar turned on that we wrote it to. I should have troubleshot that before. Normally does that, but this is what I get for playing with beta tests all the time. But normally what it'll do is it'll set to write these dates to the calendar on your phone. And then it will give you a pop-up reminder. There was my flight. Here was my stay for next Saturday. You can see that it says stay at Saratoga Springs. And Kenny put the address of the resort in there in the zip code in case you needed it to drive. And then when I look at the calendar app here, it says, hey, the CHP iCloud, the alert is 15 minutes before and a day before. We're doing like a pop-up, which is really important for your FastPass windows. It's going to show up like the FastPass window shows up on my Apple Watch, okay, as an event in my calendar and a reminder for the next day. Because I don't know about you, but I constantly live in fear that I'm going to oversleep my fast pass and, you know, no slinky dog, no flight of passage for me. Okay. that ain't cool. Okay. So right here, and then we put into the notes that you had the app write this as a little reminder in case you're looking at your calendar later and go, what's this stuff on my calendar? Yeah, that's kind of a cool feature there. And I knew I had one there, but we'll come back to the app. Now, if I come back in, and I hit save vacation here. I come into saved vacations. I've got this whole list of them. Let me come back.
That could be.
I think it's right above Saratoga.
I wonder if it's because of you calculating everything for a year.
Oh, it could be.
Now it's angry.
Yeah. Now it's angry. I made it work too hard.
Now we know where the app decides it's angry. So.
Yeah. But we can see here on the home screen, because it's the last thing that we calculated, that it's 421 days till Rob would go home, 361 days till dining, and fast passes are missing. Because at Disneyland, you get your fast passes the day of. So that's a neat feature on that part. And then when we were talking in about making this thing like a hub for DVC life, we started it and we came back in and we added a link to my podcast. So it'll go out there and then download all of my episodes, like the last, what, 10 or so. If you come back in and touch this, it just loads up my website and you can come back into the whole blog post and the player and the whole nine yards. So you can easily see what's going on with the podcast. And our buddy Tom over at Welcome Home, Tom, Damon, and Trevor, they gave us this link to have put in so you can see all the latest episodes from those guys.
Yeah, the DBC Resale Market blog has really good posts. We really tried to keep it to anyone that had like good preview page screens like that, you know, as opposed to just a static image.
And then over here is the Rental Stores blog. So you can come back in and see what they've been posting on here recently. Our buddy Tim Kay over at DVC News, pull up everything that he's got going on his site. And then if you put this link, it'll take you to the Facebook page for the MyDVC Points community. Really cool acknowledgement. And this looks like a Photoshop photo of Kenny and I at Animal Kingdom. It's not, okay? Like,
that's where it was.
Brand new iPhone 11 picture right there.
It's just so crisp.
That's what I said, the lighting on you guys looks incredible, and it's quite a Photoshop job. And he said, that's not Photoshop.
It's just like, yeah, we were there in January together, okay? And I mean, I was wearing this shirt, okay? And here we do a shout out to everybody who did beta testing on the project, at least up until the iOS part. We've got some more beta testers to include for Android as well. Mm-hmm. And then just a note of thanks, you know, that about what I've told you in this live show so far, that this is a tool that we're wanting to give to the member community to help you guys plan your vacations better and go create something magical for your families. Because at the end of the day, we all have limited time off work, we have limited points, and we have limited budget. And we really wanted to build a tool that would help you guys get the most out of all of it and really just maximize that stuff for your family. Is there anything else in settings we need to go over?
Well, there's the button that you can go to get a quote from one of our sponsors. But I originally, we allowed kind of play with the rental cost and the rental premium, like, you know, how much you think you can get, kind of see how it changes the numbers for your rentals and your rental income. But
yeah, and I think that's a great deal, right? And that came about because in the back of my mind, I always run this little analysis in the back of my head going, should I rent out a few more points and get some cash or stay at Old Key West?
Which is a great option. It's a right? Great second option.
Yeah. Right. I mean, it really is, because the point charts at Old Key West are pretty dang favorable and my whole family loves it there. And you're going, you know, what do we feel like this year? Okay. Do we want large space and a little bit of a commute to the parks? But, you know, we could rent out enough points to pick up one person's annual pass like that. Okay. Just from moving from Bay Lake Tower or Poly to Old Key West. So it really gave us that freedom and flexibility there. And then when we started looking at all the things that DVC Rental Store is helping you do with your points, with trade them into cruises. And, you know, there was some talk about you could trade them in and get an annual pass sooner or later. They've got a bunch of really cool programs in the work. I just looked at it and I was like, man, let's help people make this decision by putting a tool in their hands. Yeah, that's kind of it. Let me see if there's any more comments here, and then we'll start to come back in for pipeline and where we want to go next with this thing. Because we think we're at a great spot now, but like Walt, you know, it's never done.
Nope.
And so Kathy says she's not a fan of apps, but this has great features. I downloaded the app and saved my vacation, so I won't miss my planning dates. And that's awesome, Kathy. Vicky was saying, I love this add to calendar feature, because if I delete the trip, it will also delete the dates from my calendar for me too. I do not have to delete it one by one. Yeah, that was something that Kenny snuck in at the last there, was if you save a vacation and it writes it to the calendar and you go into the app and you delete the vacation, it'll ask, do you want me to remove this from the calendar as well? So it'll go clean out everything that it wrote in for you. And then Amanda was saying it wrote the dates to my calendar for a few moments ago for her July trip. So that's pretty awesome. And then,
well, the other things I really like about it, Chad, is that, you know, for my calendar, I don't have a whole ton of, you know, my DVC points stuff in there. So when I go into the search for the calendar and just type in my DVC points, it brings up the list of all of my dates. So I can kind of go through and look at them. And if I need to edit anything or if I want to change any of the reminders on my own, It's really, really easy to find in the calendar.
Yeah, that's true too, right? And so Kenny and Rob, we need to add this one to the backlog here because I think Michael just hit a home run for an awesome idea. If we were to come back in and as soon as they release in like October, November-ish, when they release the Moonlight Magic dates, if we were to come back in and start putting all of those things into the calendar, okay, then I think that would be awesome, whether it's we're doing a push and a build then or we're somehow coming out and reading in from a server and pulling all of that in so that it always stays up to date when they move that. That would be an awesome idea, Michael.
Just wrote it down.
Yep. So the other thing is as we go through like the MyDVC Points forums and other DVC groups, and we start to see people come, not really complain, but ask questions on things, we take little notes of that. One of the items that is top on my list is because so many people struggle with Ushir. If we were to come back in and collect what resorts you own at and what your Ushir is, when you go to calculate a vacation and we come into this, oh, see, I've calculated enough and I got the little pop-up. And then you could either say, okay, and it'll bring you to that screen, or you can just hit no thanks and go on. That's as obtrusive as our ads are. And we thought that was a fair trade-off. But what I want to do is come back in with that information for your contract and your Ushir. I could tell you exactly what Ushir, your planned vacation, falls in and where you have to move your points. Either you got to bank them to there or you got to borrow them to there or somehow manage to get your points in that Ushir for you in your contracts. So that one's coming. And then that'll also allow us to come back in. And when we start doing the rental estimates to know where your home resorts are, to know if you could come back in and key in on the 11 month or the 7 month, that kind of a deal. So other things is thoughts in the works, and it'll be, won't be anytime soon, would be some of the availability predictors as to, you know, how we predict this would be available at 7 months. I know there's some things out there come up and we need to talk with those people and see if we could start to integrate some of that data, because I think it would be awesome.
And I think, Chad, that when we start doing that, you'll definitely see some improvements on that calendar, because we'll have to build, I'll have to basically build my own calendar to display availability or any kind of predictive analysis within those date boxes. So once we start doing that, that's when we see kind of the calendar that I'm sure you've imagined in your head. So.
And so Mike says, can you share to more than one calendar? And actually what we're going to be working on is a button to export. So when you come back in and you hit export here, that it will come back in and it'll generate an email and text file and the little CSV importer links that you could just forward off to somebody else. Or you could, you know, click the CSV file and then add it to another calendar yourself, Mike, if you really want to get that techie. But early in beta testing, we had some testers come back in and go, this is so cool. I want to be able to share this with my sister, my brother, whoever I'm planning with for extended family. Because let's face it, a lot of times in DVC, we're doing a 2-bedroom, we're bringing multiple families into this. I want to be able to shoot them something faster than just a screenshot. Okay. So that's kind of on the agenda to come back in with as well. The other thing that's pretty high on our agenda as well is here on the home screen to have a meme generator so that you can take this photo in your countdown and then maybe pick some kind of like a little I'm celebrating overlay, I'm going home. You can customize this and then get something that you can share out on Facebook pages and social media and Instagram and just go tweet to share out, you know, your excitement about going home and what your countdown calendar is. We thought that would be pretty.
Can we encourage people to screenshot this and share this on as many DVC pages as well, though? You know, in the meantime, until you get the official meme generator,
oh yeah,
feel free to screenshot your homepage and share that the next time somebody calls for countdowns.
Yeah. Yeah. Next time somebody calls for countdowns, yeah, just screenshot this. That'd be awesome. So, because then people will start asking, hey, where's the app? Because even when you screenshot it today, if I do that, pull up the photo, you can still start to see that it's got the time in there and the Wi-Fi and the battery symbol. And interesting tidbit here of trivia, just to nerd out a little bit. Does anybody know why it says 9:41 is the time anytime you're doing a screen share from an iPhone.
No.
So you don't know it, Kenny. Rob, Samantha?
No.
Doesn't have to do with something in with Apple, with Cupertino or something like that?
Yep. When Steve Jobs first introduced the iPhone, he introduced the iPhone and they had it timed out to be 9:41 exactly when he got in there and showed the first iPhone screen on stage to said, hey, this is iPhone. And so it's a little throwback to Steve Jobs and the time of day when iPhone was first introduced to the world.
Great.
A little bit of nerdy stuff there for you as well. Okay. So any other features that we want to go over on this, Samantha, anything that you feel like we didn't cover?
No, I think we did a pretty comprehensive overview of it. It's fun to play around with. So plug in your fantasy trips and see how much they are.
Yeah, that's really great. And then the other thing is down here at this feedback and suggestions, it'll take you over to my site for an app feedback form. And we truly, truly want to know what you guys think of the forms. Okay. If you think the app deserves 5 stars, please give us a 5-star rating on Google Play and iTunes and all of those great sources. If it's anything less than 5 stars, please use this form right here. And let us know, because we really do want to work on it. This app has been a accumulation so far of member thoughts and ideas. It's all been community driven from what people think and like, and how do we make this happen? And that's still our vision for it. And even after this thing, you know, if these sponsors renew or they don't in a year, we're still going to keep the app around and we're still going to keep trying to make this a member toolkit. It might just have a different economic model.
I'd also like to ask anybody that, you know, if they do decide to visit the sponsors, let us know if you decided to go visit the sponsor through the app and you ended up booking with DBC Rental Store or using Monero Financial. It'd be great to know that came from the app.
Yeah. And be sure to let them know when you do talk with them that you heard about them through us and the app and all that stuff, because that just reinforces the value that they're getting out of their investment into the app and this gift to the community. Eric here says amazing, and from YouTube, and yeah, we think so. We worked pretty hard on it and we're not done yet. So that being said and done, we covered stretch and splurge here and running late on time, which I'm violating some of my own rule. But we were really going through it and sharing this. But what do you guys do to stretch and splurge when you're going to Disney? Okay. What's your real life stretch and your real life splurge? Because that directly does tie into the app. I know on the podcast this week, Christy was saying she doesn't do bottled water in the parks. I've seen some posts this week where people were saying that they trim so that they can get the dining plan and kind of like pig out on vacation and not have to cook. Because that's what makes a great vacation for them.
So the time before we had the dining plan, and I loved the dining plan, I really did. We didn't really get as much use out of it as I thought we should have. I mean, you know, everybody's felt like you have that obligation to order a steak everywhere you go or just order the most expensive thing to get your money's worth. This time we decided we weren't going to do the dining plan. And while I did miss the ability to kind of prepay for vacation, the money we saved, we actually ended up going to Kumite and ordering the omakase for my son and I. And then my wife had the A5 Wagyu or whatever. But so yeah, we were able to save, you know, quite a bit of money not going with the dining plan. But then we were able to splurge for a one of a kind experience at Disney.
Awesome.
I've actually realized that my stretch is a splurge and my splurge is just obscene. but in reality, what we've kind of done is really optimize the timing that we use the dining plan. So for instance, at a festival, we'll get a quick service dining plan so that we can really utilize that on all the different food carts and the different areas to get as much value out of that as possible. You know, 3 fillets at a Canada works pretty nicely for a meal.
Yeah, there you go. Samantha, what about you?
So my little way to save is I have an airport that's pretty close to me. So I will drive to the airport to buy my tickets, because it usually saves us about, sometimes it can be up to $60 a person. And that's $60 I can use to buy all the merchandise that I really want, or an extra quick service meal. Like, that's money I can use when I get there. And I splurge on experiences. So I love doing tours, like backstage things, and I love really good dining. So that money goes right to that experience.
You gotta love the Spirit Airlines hack of, yes, of buying your tickets at the airport to save that money. I've been able to go round trip per person for $60 from Detroit using that exact trick. So that was pretty cool. Shannon says that she goes cheap on the rooms because I'm never in the room and splurge on food and merch. There you go. I mean, that just says, hey, Old Key West and Saratoga and Animal Kingdom, value if you can get it, and Boardwalk value. That's where the app will come back in and just point out all of those low point options for you. And then Karen says that we splurge on the dining plan and you stretch on flights. So
I'd also like to say that because Karen's my sister. Oh, part, okay, of our, part of my stretch is eating her unused dining credits.
That's,
well.
That's an excellent plan.
Yeah. Yeah. And you kind of need stretchy pants for it comes back around full circle. Okay. And then Michael says that we drive from New York City and it saves us. Oh, yes.
Oh, wow. Yes. I could, yeah, never. Nope.
I've asked, and I received a resounding no. We are not driving from Pennsylvania.
Got it. And then Amanda says that we're utilizing the dining plan on our split stay for only half the trip. I stretch on flights when I can. My March trip were $52 round trip and $38 round trip. Woohoo!
Wow. Nice.
Man, I'm jealous of that.
That's a good amazing get.
Yeah, because you're coming from Hawaii, so that's quite the long haul. That is quite the long haul. And yeah, hopefully if you're doing the split stay there, you're getting the dining plan on the first half of it, so you can use your mugs for the second because they're good for 14 days. But yeah, so those are some real life ways of doing it. I think the only other thing we had to talk about tonight was this announcement at Disney Springs. And it looks like Disney Springs is opening up tomorrow partially. And they're shooting for next week on the 27th to open up for some of their Disney-owned stores, like World of Disney and I think Deluxe Burger. It looks like, from just reading the article, that they're going to be having the plexiglass up. They're going to be doing some of the standard practices that you see all around you here, because everybody's wearing a mask in Michigan. And Michigan's locked down a little tighter than most places. I imagine New York still is as well, but yeah, that's what it looks like there. And I'm wondering what you guys' thoughts are on Disney Springs, and would you guys be popping over if you were there, making a trip? What's your thoughts?
I think if I was there, I'd probably give it a couple of days just to let them work out the kinks, let the protesters, you know, the people that refuse to wear masks, kind of let them, you know, tire themselves out. And then I'd be happy to kind of show up and enjoy it. That's if I was anywhere near there, but I will be enjoying it vicariously through whoever's on YouTube.
Got it. Because you know the YouTubers are just dying to swoop in. Rob?
Yeah.
No, I'm with Kenny on that. I'd probably give it a couple days just to see what's happening. You know, I think that they're probably using a lot of the things that they've seen in Shanghai over the past couple days, you know, 5-6 days, and we'll probably be changing their implementation strategy up until, you know, the time that Disney Springs opens up completely, or at least as they phase in some more stores. But I don't think that I would stay away from Disney Springs in general. I might not go into a restaurant and eat inside. I might eat outside and definitely just walk around and just check things out. But that's how I would approach it.
Samantha, something tells me you in whole hog.
I would not be there day one, because I want them to kind of have the opening, get all the kinks out, but I would be there day two. And I think the way that the Asian parks are kind of phasing their openings, I think, is what we're going to see. So we'll see, you know, a slow open of Disney Springs, then we'll move to the resorts, and then we'll get into the parks. So all of those, I would be there day two.
If I was local, I might pop over day one just to see what's going on. Okay. To get a feel for it. But I'm kind of with you guys and Caleb here. He's also saying he'd go day two.
We'd be there together.
Bloggers and the bloggers have their time. And then while they're home editing videos, you can be out there, you know, having the place to yourself. Eric's saying probably not visiting ASAP. I want to see how things shake down. Patricia's in agreement with Ken. Wait a bit. Okay. Something about, I go to Florida in the summer, and something about those masks and humidity and Florida heat, just, it's not, I'm not feeling it. Not feeling it. You know, if I was local and my favorite Disney Springs restaurant was there open, I'd be popping over. Okay. I would definitely be popping over, especially if I could sit inside somehow. I don't know if they're figuring out how you can do that. Here in Michigan, everything's locked down and it's drive-through only. And if you even pull up to a place, they don't let you in for a lot of them. They meet you at the door and bring you out your app order. That's what Chipotle does here. Vicky was saying that for the locals, I am glad they can get the Disney Springs food to go. Yeah, that's absolutely positively true. I'm interested to see what the vloggers have to come back in and do. Let me come back in and I'll share this because I brought it up. This is just a really neat website. I don't know that I can scroll over to it, but it's just disneysprings.com/reopening. It seemed to me like they would have the most up-to-date information. But looking at this, you know, today's Sunday the 17th. They're opening May 20th and 27th. They'll be doing more. And they come back in and set expectations like parking. I think the orange deck and the lime deck was going on. It's just the parking decks, the flat lots, not open. But they're going to be doing temperature screenings for guests and employees. Same kind of a deal. Physical barrier, stays, cashless transactions, the plexiglass it looks like is coming. And cleanings, sanitizing, cast training. And then they've got a little bit more frequently asked questions. So I like going to Disney's websites as opposed to, you know, quoting some of the bloggers and vloggers and all that kind of stuff, because I kind of feel like I want it from the source. Yeah, so that's what's going on there tonight. And that's about all that I have. Let's see if there's any more comments from anybody or anybody has anything they want to talk about. We're a little bit over tonight.
So I give both, you know, Kenny and Chad a shout out, and Samantha also. The amount of work that they put into this app is unbelievable. And the number of late night phone calls, well, early afternoon for Kenny, really? But late night phone calls for Chad and I was, and you know, them pouring their heart into this was quite impressive to see. And I'm thankful that I was, you know, invited to be a part of it. It was a lot of fun. There was some challenging times too, but you know, seeing the result of the app and how great it is and the reception from all the end users has been quite impressive and has made every second worth it.
Well, thanks. Thank you so much.
Thanks for keeping everything running smooth. There were some times where it'd be like a couple of days and I was just like, I don't have the energy. And then here comes Rob. He's like, hey guys. But no, it's been a really good project.
Yeah, it has. And yeah. Then if you're looking for a link, just to easily get to the apps, you can come over to our webpage, just mydvcpoints.com/app. And then those buttons are both big, huge links as to where you can get it at. I probably should add it to the sidebar of my, but I haven't thought that far ahead. The idea popped into my head going, how do I get people the link to the app? So, yeah, so I think that's going on. And in all seriousness, we really do want people's feedbacks because we think this is a member-created, member-driven app, and we'll be looking to implement the suggestions that people have for us. And so thank you, everybody, for tuning in tonight. And thank you, Kenny, for all of your hard work, Rob, for project managing, and Samantha, to you, on behalf of, I don't know, probably 30 or 40 other beta testers that we had going. We thank you guys so much for all of your guys' dedication and work to make this thing happen. So yes. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We will see you guys Wednesday night for trivia night. Then we'll be back at 8:00 Wednesday, Friday at 9:00. And we've got some really good things going on over at the Mouse Quiz platform to just play trivia during COVID to help people stay home, stay safe, and stay magical. And thanks for tuning in, everybody. And you guys have a great night.
Thanks, guys. Good night, everyone.
Bye. Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.